This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacia. We've been talking about the way our governor and state legislature brought national attention to our state, and they're also the source of new material for local artists, it turns out. A group of 40 area musicians got together a couple weeks ago around the Moral Monday protest at the state capitol, and they created the North Carolina Music Love Army. They're writing songs as anthems to the burgeoning protest movement across this state. The Love Army has a concert scheduled for the 29th of this month at King's Barcade in Raleigh. They're going to be going to do a little flash mob sometime later today, right?
Today at 4 p.m. in front of the legislature.
Today
that's
right. At 4 o'clock if
Join
you want to get yourself down to Jones Street. But they're here on this show now. So seven members of the Music Love Army joined us in the studio. John Lindsay, Caitlin Carey, Lynn Blakey, Britt Snooze Uzel, Skylar Gudaz, Sherlette Ammons, and Jesse Huebner. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Hi.
So let's see. Who's the spokesman? Who's speaking? For yeah, it can be you.
Well,
Caitlin?
It can be me and John because we sort of started this thing, but it's we don't own it anymore.
Tell us about how
everyone can speak.
How to get started?
Well, it's sort of started after a Moral Monday. We Django Haskins, who's a friend of ours and a member of the Love Army, posted a song 2 weeks ago, Moral Monday. Called We Are Not For Sale, and it was just a straight, plain-spoken protest song that could have been written 20 years ago or yesterday, as it was. And John Lindsay heard that song, responded to it with a song of his own. We got on the phone real late night.
Called me.
I called John after after Moral Monday.
To start anything, but just to talk about our feelings, really. Sorry.
And then while we were talking about our feelings and catching up, we realized that we both felt deeply, deeply compelled to do something and to use our ability, such as it is, to try and work for change. And so that's how this all came together. And then it was a whole lot of emails and a whole lot of yeses. There are a lot of yeses from the artist community.
We do just want to thank so much the greater North Carolina Music Love Army, our cohorts that couldn't be here today.
Just the 33 other members of the band.
Give or take, every day somebody joins.
It's
so it's hard for us to say, but we appreciate them.
What's
very
the
much.
Goal of the collective, John?
Well, so we originally announced a two-part sort of mission statement where we said we want to come out and make a CD compilation, and then we also want to give a concert. And then I guess that is informed by our greater desire to sort of be the soundtrack of for the leaders on our side of the movement, our folks that are running and organizing the Moral Monday movement. We just want to help amplify their message and sort of be a conduit, you know, between them and everyone that maybe hasn't heard the message yet. We're trying to help it just spread as far and wide as we can.
Sounds great.
We want to boost the people who are working for this, and we also want to call people to this movement. We need everybody.
Everybody we can get. And the last part, too, I would say, is that folks that feel disenfranchised out there and want to say something, you know, but feel they don't have a voice, or maybe even being told by the legislature, we're not listening to you. We also want to give them a sense that we're doing our best to give them a voice.
Can we get a sample? Get some music?
You bet.
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, so this is going to be Army of Love.
All right.
We are surrounded by an army of love, and the powers that be are not enough to stop us. We are home, we are free, we are hope and family. We are surrounded by an army of love. Please, hands off of me. You should use your hands to feed a hungry child, help a family in need. There's no stranger by my side. We've been neighbors all our lives. Love is all you need to stand in this army. We are surrounded by an army of love. We are home, we are free, we are hope and family, we are surrounded. surrounded by an army of love.
Sister Rosanelle, please lead. Show us how and what you've seen since the days when you were young and some still blind. To the beauty of the trees, to the people and the seas, and to mercy as it ripens on the vine.
We are surrounded by an army of love, and the powers that be are not enough to stop us. We are home, we are free, we are hope and family. We are surrounded by an army of love.
We've come so far to go back, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be first, so we'll run. We are coming far and wide, and with justice on our side, love is all you need to walk in this army.
We are surrounded by an army of love, and the powers that be are not enough to stop us. We are home, we are free, we are hope and family. We are surrounded by an army of love. We are surrounded by an army of love. We are surrounded by an army of love. And we are guarded by an army.
Army of Love, written by Lynn Blakey of the North Carolina Love Music Army, and a great song and a nice performance by a group we hadn't been together for 2 weeks.
Two minutes.
2 minutes. I think the first rehearsal was here in our studio about an hour ago. Lynn, let's talk about the tradition of writing these kind of protest songs, because it does have a long tradition of trying to put the words of a movement in the you know, front, telling stories that come from the people and in the words of the folk. Is there, I mean, do you feel that you have to go back to that tradition? Are you a student of that tradition?
Gosh, I'm a listener. I think what happened with me was I just went to the Moral Monday rallies for like 4 or 5 weeks in a row, and I had absorbed the vibe there, the feeling, the concern, the rooted in love for the people of North Carolina. And when I sat down to write this song, I was inspired by the name Love Army, and I thought, oh, that's what we are. And it just kind of rolled out. And it is storytelling, too, though, yeah. One woman that we mentioned in the song is Rosanelle Eaton, who is a 92-year-old African-American woman who was chose to civil disobedient, whatever you mean. She was arrested a few weeks ago. You know, when she registered to vote when she was 21, you know, years ago, she had to recite the preamble to the Constitution in order to do that. And she just said that she had spent her whole life here and seen so much progress and now was seeing it roll back. And so she was in the front of the line getting arrested a few weeks ago. And so
she's a hero for us.
God bless her. Yeah. You know, I mean, I cried when I saw her walking down the way. And so many people are like that.
Charlotte Ammons, I know that your music has always been involved one way or another in politics. Is this so this must be kind of a nice moment for you to see all these artists come together and kind of join the chorus?
Absolutely. I'm just honored to be a part of it, and I love the fact that it's ever growing. And I'm a student and proponent of music being created in real time and in the moment that supports social movements. There's been great historical protest music made, but there's so much talent and so many gifted, thoughtful artists here that it simply makes sense that we create music that immortalizes this moment for us. So,
do we hear another song?
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do, this one's going to be North Carolina, We're Better Than This. Snooze is going to lead us. Yep.
North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess. We weren't always at our best, but North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this. And if we love the kids as we say, why do we strip funds away with no increase to teacher pay. If we love the kids as we say, ah, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess, we weren't always at our best. But North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this.
John!
Corporate welfare, the Medicaid cuts, gerrymander the district, but vote suppression is a sin. The only way you'll get elected again.
Ah, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess, we weren't always at our best. But North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this. Yeah, we lost the vote and they took control, but we'll get it back, we'll take it back. Oh, North Carolina, we're better than this. I grew up here, so I'll confess that we weren't always at our best. But North Carolina, we're better than this. North Carolina, we're better than this.
North Carolina, we are better than this. The North Carolina Love Music Army going to be at Kings Barcade on the 29th. Flash mob today at 4 outside the legislature. And you're going to be at Moral Monday, right, next
we
Monday?
We just got this news. We're so honored and excited. The next song we perform is one that we're going to get up on stage. This coming Moral Monday is Women's Monday. And
we're going to feature, we'll go ahead and tell you right now, the song My Body Politic that we're going to perform next was a co-write with Caitlin and Shirlette. And we're going to have them lead the song for us at the rally. And it's got a major emphasis on women's reproductive health rights and all that kind of stuff.
So. There is a cue for a song if ever I heard it.
Nice.
Okay, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
135.
All right. We'll try to keep this one up, so... Here we go.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I own the head of my body.
Body.
I own the heart of my body.
Body.
This politic is my body. Ain't nobody left for you.
Bodies divided that come together to stand united. The voices of toiling masses gather, our voices heightened. We want our lows lightened, we want our wrongs righted. Any attempt to control our bodies, we poised to fight it. Gon' blame the system, that's accurate. But if we claim our inaction, that's activist. Our body's not a target, yet we're under attack. Forward together, never a single step back.
We are the head of this body.
Body.
We are the heart of this body.
Body.
Your laws don't rule this body. Ain't nobody left for you.
Hold up a light in the dire days, weighted with darkness. Hold up a light in the quiet for those who've gone before us. Hold up a light in Morrisville, Mount Olive, and Beulahville, till that body of light ignites the stake that bore us. In numbers and forces, cross bounds and borders, pretend to ignore us, but our chorus is a light. Our body's not a target, yet we're under attack. Forward together, never a single step back.
We did not elect your body.
Body.
We do not accept your body.
Body.
This house is not my body. Ain't nobody left for you. We did not elect your body.
Body.
We do not accept your body.
Body.
This house is not my body. Ain't nobody left for you. There ain't nobody left for you.
There ain't
nobody left for you.
My Body, the North Carolina Love Music Army. What a great song. And here's the thing. If this legislature and this governor can stimulate and be the impetus for music like that, I say vote Republican, North Carolina. We need this music. We need this music. That's a
we need
song.
Your energy.
Thank
that
you.
Is great a brilliant.
I am not looking forward to the Republican soundtrack, honestly.
This is what it brings here. Yeah. I tell you what, though, and it is part of movement. It's great stuff. You're going to be doing Flash Mob today at 4. You're going to be doing, let's see, Moral Monday on Monday, and yep. then the 29th at King's Barcade.
We will be right in front of the state capitol today.
All right, well, let's, I'm going to let...
In front of the NCGA.
North Carolina General Assembly.
I'm sorry.
North Carolina General Assembly.
That's where we'll be.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. The North Carolina Love Music Army going to play
music
us out.
Music Love Army, sorry.
Sorry, I got it wrong. We've only been together for 2 weeks.
And, that's right.
North Carolina...
Music Love Army
going to play us out. I want to say the 7 members have been here. John Lindsay, Caitlin Carey, Lynn Blakey, Britt Snooze Uzel, Skylar Gudaz, Sherlette Ammons, and Jesse Huebner. 7 of the 40. I told you where they're going to be coming up very soon. So this is North Carolina Public Radio. King's Barcade, if I didn't say that. King's Barcade on the 29th. Right, Moral Monday next Monday and today on Jones Street.
You got it, man.
This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
All right.
I'm Frank Stacio, and once again, it's that band that I've been announcing all day long.
North Carolina Music Love Army. All right, we're going to play it out. This is This Here What Jesus Would Do? Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, it's a drag when people hide behind religion, doing evil through and through. But since you wanna go there, let us ask a question. Is this here what Jesus would do? Oh, in the church on Sunday, listening to the caller, you would have us think you care. But in Raleigh on Monday, you love only dollars, recklessness and greed, I swear.
Everybody.
Oh, is this here what Jesus would do? He was with the sick ones you would shy away from. Is this here what Jesus would do?
Mr. Snooze.
Would Jesus wanna make it harder for his people to cast a vote then by a gun? Oh, I think he'd be over in that Raleigh jailhouse with the other righteous ones.
Does Jesus wanna dump oil all up in her ocean off the Carolina coast? Oh, rolling regulations back on the emissions. Think it's safe to say she don't.
All right.
Oh, is this here what Jesus would do?
Probably not.
Is this here what Jesus would do?
Cause he was with the poor folk. You think they're a bad joke.
Is this here what Jesus would do?
Miss Caitlin Kay.
Would Jesus want a flat tax so that school teachers pay the same as billionaires? Lost inside their mansions, calling people morons. He would say that don't seem fair.
All right.
Oh, is this here what Jesus would do?
Everybody.
Is this here what Jesus would do? 'Cause he was the real hope, wouldn't care for our hope. Is this here what Jesus?
Jesus would do.